Welcome back to the OU's Global Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. I am your host, Naftali Herman. I'd like to thank my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Adir Posey, for filling in for me yesterday, especially at the very last minute. And the reason for that, and for this I need to thank my wife, Shani, who, as I was packing for a planned work trip, asked me what I would be doing about the Tehillim call while I would be in the air flying to New York. So thank you again to both of them for ensuring that, as always, the call went on. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the fifth day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. On the topic of the Schwartz family, who have so graciously sponsored the Tehillim call pretty much since its inception, tomorrow we'll be doing something unique and special on the Tehillim call, the first ever for the daily call, and I'll leave it at that, a surprise. So please be sure to tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, the archive is updated, and all of the recordings can be accessed at ou.org/Tehillim. That's ou.org/Tehillim. Everything is archived as of this past Friday, and we'll have all the recordings from this week put up at the end of the week. We're in a good rhythm with that. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Sponsorship are available for $100 for one day, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. As always, we greatly appreciate your support, and that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is at 5 p.m. Eastern Time today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Shalom Hecht of Beth Shalom Congregation in Scranton, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Hecht slowly reciting our fourth daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim with a sizable pause, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Hecht to the daily call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hecht.
Thank you very much. Shalom Aleichem. Good afternoon. My name is Alex Hecht, and thank you so much, everyone, for joining. So you find in this week's Parsha, following the birth of her fourth son, Yehuda, Leah exclaimed, "Hapam ode es Hashem, this time I will give thanks to Hashem." And the Talmud in Brachos Daf Zayin says that from the day that Hashem created the world, no person gave thanks to a Kaddish Baruch Hu until Leah. The Ksavtover asks, how could the Talmud possibly mean that Leah was the first person who ever lived to express gratitude to Hashem? Certainly the Avos must have thanked Hashem for the miracles he performed for them. And furthermore, the Torah states explicitly that Eliezer cried Baruch Hashem after finding Rivka. In that case, what did Leah do that no one did before? The Ksavtover answered that those who came before her only thanked Hashem for miraculous and out of the ordinary occurrence. However, Leah was the first person to give thanks to Hashem for something that's natural and common. Although Leah was of childbearing age and had already given birth to three children, the gratitude she expressed was just as powerful as if she gave birth like Sarah at age 90, after being barren for many years. Rav Shimon Schwab further shed light on what made Leah's gratitude unique. He explained that when naming her previous children, Leah attached a request along with her expression of thanks. For example, after naming Reuven, she exclaimed, "Now my husband will love me." However, by the time her fourth child, Yehuda, was born, Leah saw that her prayers were unanswered, and Yaakov still remained attached to Rachel. Therefore, Yehuda's name was solely an expression of gratitude, with no request attached. Leah was the first person to offer pure thanksgiving to Hashem with no request for the future connected to it. Leia can help us reflect on the ways we express gratitude to Hashem. Though it's easy to give thanks for out-of-the-ordinary events, we should also be mindful to thank Hashem for the everyday blessings in our lives. When someone asks how we are, and we answer with a quick Baruch Hashem, we can take a moment to really appreciate all the good HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, even if it's natural and commonplace. Let us learn from Leia to always maintain a sense of gratitude for the ordinary. Now we'll continue with Tehillim chapter 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'anka Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagefcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olatzecha Yidashnesela Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha V'chol atzatzecha yimolei Niranina v'shuasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol Yimale Adonai ki tol mishalosecha Ata yodati ki yoshia Adonai mishicha Yaneu mishmei kotsho Bigvuros Yesha Yimino Eve Horechev Eve Masusim Vaanachnu Vishem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Heima Karu Venofalu Vaanachnu Kamnu Vinisodod Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Koreinu. Parashat Gimel 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzor Binos Deshe Yarbiseini Almei Menuchos Yinaleini Nafshi yishovev yamcheini v'magle tzedek l'man shemo Gam ki eilech v'geitzal moves lo yiraro ki ato imadi shivtecho mishantecho heima yinachtam buni Taroch lefonai shulchon neged soreroi Ishanta Vashem and Roshi Kosi Revoyo Achto Vochesev Yudhuni Koyeme Tayoi Vishati Vis Adonai Liorech Yomim Parak Kufkov Aleph 121 Shir Lama Alos Esoi Nai El Heorim Meayin Yavo Ezri Ezri me'im Adonai, Ose Shamayim Voret. Al yitein lamod raglecho, Al yanum shomrecho. Hinei lo yanum velo yishon, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha, yad yiminecha. Yomom ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yoreach b'loilo. Adonai yishmorcha, mikoro yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitzecha uvoecha, Mi'ato v'yadulom. Perek Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-malos mi-ma-makim tirasicho Adonai. Adonai shimo v'koli piyena aznecho kashuvos v'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmar yoh Adonai mi'amod Nafshi ladanoi mi shomerim lavoker, shomerim lavoker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai ha-chesed v'arbeim o-fidus. Vehu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosov. Mishaberach Avotino Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe Ar David V'Shlomo, V'Yivarech V'Yirape Es HaCholim. Bavor she'anachnu mispal abavaram, bizcharzeh kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, lachlimam ularap osam, lachazikam, lachayosam, v'yishlach lahem mehera fuah shlema min shamayim, l'chol evareihem, l'chol gideihem, v'sok sharchal Yisrael, refuah senefesh, refuah saguf, hashra bagala v'zman kariv, v'nomar amen. Achenu kol bis Yisrael, anesunim betzara uvishivya, ha'omdim bein ba'yam uvein ba'yabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem liyotziyim mitzara lirvacha, umeyfela la'ora umishibu l'geula, hashda bagalo vizman kari v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Haxton. My sincere apologies for the name mix-up. I believe that I inadvertently took the shalom from your shul, Beth Shalom, and replaced Alex with that. So again, I'm sorry about that. I guess in the scheme of things, there are far worse things than being called Shalom to represent peace. That said, we look forward to having you back on the program and getting it right next time. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.